Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with delirium at the mere mention of my name. You are listening to the Mark Unger Show, the show that is all about
knowledge.
I am, of course, Mark Unger.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Well, maybe. Joining me, as always, the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
My brain just blown her top.
And, of course, the incredible Ross Allen Skorzewski has decided to join us on today's program.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
This is the show that handles all of your email questions concerning marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. Engineering, as always, Timothy Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during our blathering that we blather incessantly about marriage. I am in Florida, in the... door is open as the fresh air over the ocean blows into our condominium. Ah, it's a lovely thing. I need to pack a longer cord next time, man, so I can go sit out on the sunshine. So I'm stuck inside here while everybody's out there digging the sunshine. Anyway, it is what it is. The
guys are
back in Green Bay.
My heart bleeds for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At the Command Central, at the exact center of the galactic universe in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm in Florida having a wonderful, fabulous time. And then Friday and Saturday, obviously, we're doing our conference now up in Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, up by all the Amish folk. And very excited about that, coming up there and getting ready to do our thing, fly up there and have a great time. And I would invite you to come and hear us if you haven't heard us live, but that event has been sold out for over a month now. Very excited about it. 2,200 seats were just gone. Boom. And anyway, looking forward to that. Anyway, Lady Brierley.
Okay, here's the article for the day. It's from off of the website manofthehouse.com, Emotionally Connecting with Your Wife. It's written by a man who says, I've always found physical connection easier than emotional, like most men do, I'm sure.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
He says, for me, I felt closest to my wife when I'm close to her. But I've learned over the years through failure and success that it's not always the touch that makes for intimacy. Sometimes what she needs, what your relationship needs, is a stronger emotional connection. So he gives a few things here how you can help make the stronger emotional connection with your wife. The first is romance. You used to romance her all the time before you were married. She married you because you made that emotional connection with her. Think back when you met your wife. What did you do to make her want a second date with you? Why did she say yes when you asked her to marry you? You got married because the two of you emotionally connected. Bring back that romance.
Yeah. Here's the thing with the romance thing, and I've been talking about more of this at the seminar that I do. The romance thing, oftentimes that gets so hyped up that men get discouraged and they say, forget it. Mm-hmm. You know, because when we talk about romance, you'll hear people make suggestions, you know, flowers and violins and orchestras and, you know, and some big production and draw a tub with, you know, petals, flower petals all over the place and stuff. And guys, at some point, they go, forget it. And they just tune out, you know. Yeah. When I talk about being romantic, I'm talking about just be nice.
And be intentional.
Be nice, you know. It doesn't have to be a big deal. One of the most romantic things you can do is grab the vacuum cleaner and turn it on and vacuum the living room, for heaven's sakes. That would be romance. Mm-hmm. Just be nice. But today we have men who ignore their wives, never pay attention to them until they want sex, yell at their wives, Christian men who curse at their wives. Mm-hmm. I tell the guys on our conferences, you curse at your wife, you're out of the man club.
That's right.
Turn in your testicles at the door, for heaven's sakes.
Okay.
Anyway,
next suggestion he has is love notes. They're simple and pretty much free, but very powerful. Just a simple thinking of you or I love you on a little sticky note tucked in her jacket pocket or in the sugar bowl or on the steering wheel of the car can do wonders.
Little notes like little. You have a nice butt.
Yeah, that'll work. It was so cute last night, you know, because I was here in Green Bay, my husband doing the show. My husband sends me a text message. A, B loves D, B, and then put X's and O's on my text message. I thought it was so cute.
Oh, isn't that great?
Knock it off, Ross. It was cute. Stop.
Well, that, you know, that's a nice thing. Actually, a little text like that is, you know, then you don't even have to go through the production of getting a note and hiding it for her. Just
the text message works great for me.
Yeah.
The third suggestion he has, be a gentleman. Open the door for her. Pull out her chair as she sits down. Not when she sits down, but, you know.
Pull out her chair and she falls on the floor.
No, not that. Open the car door. Stand up at the table if she stands up. Little things like that can make a big difference. So just be a gentleman. The next one is physical contact. I'm not talking about sex. Hold her hand when you walk with her. Walk up behind her when she's at the sink and just wrap your arms around her. Rub her back before bed. And this is not to get sex, but to make her feel loved and connected. You talk about that one, Mark.
Rats.
The next one, a phone call. When was the last time you called your wife just to tell her you loved her? Been a while? Start doing that again. When you're away, just give her a quick call and tell her that you miss her, you're thinking of her, and that you love her. Or, like I said, a text message works great, too. And the last one, romantic greeting cards. Go to the greeting card section of a store. Look in the romantic section or love section or the just because section. Take your time. Pick out a card for her. Don't wait for a special occasion. Just do it.
Cool.
So how to emotionally reconnect with your wife. There you have
Very
it.
Very nice. Cool.
Okay. I need my wife to emotionally connect with me.
She needs to buy the cards for you. Hey, Ross?
Yeah, it's role reversal in my home.
Put a sticky note on your steering wheel, right?
I feel emotionally neglected.
Oh, yeesh.
Ah, poor baby.
Okay, the first email today says, I am 60 years old and have been married for 6 years. My husband had never been married. She had been married before, but the husband was not. We've dated, ready for this, over 13 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So she thought that she knew him well. After 3 years of marriage, my husband began chasing after men. After confronting him...
Whoa.
You heard that right.
After how long?
They dated for 13 years. They were married for 3 years. And then the husband started chasing guys.
And she never saw this for the 13 years during
the dating? No, I asked her nothing, no red flags. I asked her specifically, you saw nothing in 13 years that indicated this. And she said, no, absolutely nothing.
Wow.
So he is chasing men. Mm-hmm. Now he's homosexual.
Mm-hmm. After confronting him and going to some counseling, I remain here for the marriage vows. He is no longer chasing after men, at least she thinks not. But he does now view homosexual images on the computer daily. Our sex life is non-existent and has been for most of our marriage.
I don't need to hear anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Lady, what are you doing staying with this guy?
Mm-hmm.
This is the quintessential, talking about moral and sexual unfaithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just divorce his butt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Or if you don't want to divorce him, at least separate from him.
Yep.
You know, just this is insane. You know, talk about no consequences.
Yep.
Here's a guy who marries you, and now he's chasing other men.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
And now please, he says he's not chasing men, get tested.
But he, oh my gosh, yes. Who knows what diseases you're picking up from this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And now he looks at homosexual porn every day in your house, and you're still there. Are you crazy?
And she thinks she's doing the honorable thing, though, right?
No, that's a deal breaker. That's not honor.
No, that's a deal. That's a serious deal breaker.
Absolutely.
No. Anybody encouraging you to stay in this because of your vows, they're idiots. They don't understand the scriptures. They certainly don't understand what Jesus taught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's absurd. That is insane. And then at a minimum, if you think, you can't marry anyone else, if that's your conscience, then just don't marry anybody else. You're 60. I mean, how many more guys you want to date, for heaven's sakes?
Yep.
You know, but 13 years. First of all, what do you date? What woman mm-hmm. dates a guy for 13 years?
That's a long time.
You girls out there, seriously?
I had moved on. I don't think I'd have waited 13 years.
You know you would have moved on. Most normal people would have moved on. What is she doing? 13 years? Mm-hmm. So she starts dating him when she's 47. And not until she's 60, he finally marries her. Mm-hmm. Only to find out he's gay? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, even when someone's that age and they've never been married, that would cause me pause. Wonder
what do you
what's
wonder?
Wrong?
Here's a guy. Here's a man who's almost. How old is he? Did she say?
She said. Let me see again. She's 60. I don't know if she told me in the back and forth.
So assuming he's older. So here's a guy who's 50 years old and never been married.
Yeah.
You know, does that cause you to pause for a minute?
That would make me
think,
wonder.
What is going on with this guy? 50 years and never married. That alone would make you think,
mm-hmm.
here's a guy, first of all, how hard is he going to be even to live with? He's been independent all these years. They need to find out he's gay. You know, of course, some people are just really great liars.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't just dump it on her for not catching it. But what you can do is, if you were my daughter, I'd have slapped you silly, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
Dating for 13 years. Any of you women, unless you're like 18 or 17, 19... You date someone more than a year
mm-hmm.
without a ring on your hand, you all are just nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see these young girls all the time, you know, at my conferences. They're, you know, 28 years old, 29 years old, and they've been dating the same guy for 7 years, even 3 years. I was at a conference recently. This guy comes up. He's 31, dating the girl for three. I said, you've been dating her how long? 3 years? I looked at her and said, are you kidding me? And she just kind of smiled. And with him standing right there, I said, if he doesn't put a ring on your finger in the next 6 months, you kick him out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
He just went, Three? What do you do? 3 years. 30 years old. 3 years dating the same woman, but yet can't come to a decision about the woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, insane. You girls, I mean, seriously, there's something wrong with these women today.
Yep.
Have a little self-respect.
Waiting around so long.
Value 30... 3 years, 4 years, 7 years, anything more than a year, unless you're 17 or younger,
mm-hmm.
maybe 18, 19, maybe let you go to the second year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And you get, but your 20s, you're in your 30s, you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, and you're dating for 13 years.
Too long.
Oh, my goodness. The fact that you didn't have any friends that got in your face about this is just sad. You need some new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just crazy. 13 years to a guy dating and dinking around with him, and he turns out to be gay. He's a $3 bill, for heaven's sakes. Golly.
I know.
I don't even want to think about this anymore.
I had to read that twice,
good
making
grief.
Sure I read that properly. 13 years. Okay, next email.
Oh, good heavens.
Ready? Are you ready to go on?
No, you're not.
I can tell.
How do you do this for 13
Isn't
years?
That common law? Almost in an essence.
Well, 7 years is common law, right?
Seven years is common law.
Well, I don't know if they were living together. I don't think so.
You said 13 years.
They were dating for 13 years.
And you're not living together.
I mean, that's longer than World War I and World War II put together.
Yeah. They were having sex, though. She did tell me that.
Yeah, they were having sex, mm-hmm. of course.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. So obviously he's a bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
By
curious, oh, whether you're
by
having
frustrated.
Sex, well,
mm-hmm.
oh, for crying out loud, lady, what are you doing? Screwing these guys. That's why you women make such bad mistakes. See, now all this time, we're thinking, gee, how did this happen? How could she make such a bad mistake? I just assumed she was being a nice lady at 50
for 13 years.
Age, years
I assumed that you thought she, or knew that she wasn't.
No, I just figured she's a nice church lady, and she's 6 years of old, and she just gets married, and all of a sudden he turns out to be gay.
Mm-mm.
I think, well, your house. And what are you going to do? Just move on. But for heaven's sake, she's screwing that guy.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why you don't have sex with people before you marry them. Because the minute you have sex, it makes you stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb as a brick. Mm-hmm. I hope all you single women listening to, and all you guys listening to this. I mean, my hope is, you know, and you've heard me say this many times. Most of the time, I expect the advice I give to anybody is not listened to. The only reason I even bother to do the show is I hope somebody else who's not so emotionally attached to whatever question will hear the answer and avoid the same disaster. You single people, listen to this. Stop screwing these guys.
It 13 makes you very
years.
Stupid.
Well, no wonder they're dating for 13 years because he's getting everything he wants anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't having sex with him, it probably would. Oh, this stuff. Oh, I need to take a break.
I know. Yes, you do.
You know, it's bad enough. The guy turns out to be a bum, you know. That's what happens. Turns out to be violent. You didn't see it because you're screwing him. Turns out, in this case, he turns out to be queer. So this is wonderful. This is great. You didn't catch it. Why? Because you're not paying attention. You're having sex. Your oxytocin levels are going crazy, and you're doing all this physical connection, and you can't think properly. And I just hope all you other single people out there will get a clue. You want to make a bad mistake for the rest of your life? Just start having sex with the person you're dating. Mm-hmm. It will virtually guarantee you will make a very bad decision. We'll take a break. Mm-hmm. We'll be back right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We've got a box for you. We've got a box for the kids. We've got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement. We got.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
If you're feeling down and down, your girlfriend treats you bad, too, man. Just remember what she's bound to do. She make you feel good. She makes you feel good. She got big red lips. She got big brown eyes. And she treats me right. It's a big surprise. She won't do anything that she says she would. She makes me feel good. She makes me feel good. She makes
this is the Mark Gunger Show where we're trying to make you feel good about love, marriage, and relationships. And of course, unless you're doing the wrong things, then we make you feel really bad.
Yeah.
Which has been kind of the case recently.
Okay.
All right.
I'm afraid this one may not make you feel any better, boss man, but we'll see. Email says, my husband has a daughter from a previous relationship who is 16 years old. Her mother just passed away this month. She will be coming to live with us now, and I don't know what to do. I know this is a terrible thing that's happened to her, and I want to make her feel as comfortable as I can, but I don't know how to raise a teenager. I don't trust teenagers, their friends, and especially teenage boys. I feel like I will have to really guard my youngest daughter since she is at such an impressionable age. I already have not agreed with things my stepdaughter has been allowed to do in the past. Birth control, dating guys already out of high school, having friends with previous drug problems, etc. And I've since stayed out of it because she is not my child and she didn't live with us. Now she will be, and I don't know how to impose my rules on her when she is almost 17 and going through all these changes with her mother being gone. Don't get me wrong. She's a good kid and is graduating high school early. I'm worried about the stress this will put.
She's a good kid.
Apparently.
She's a
people's
good kid.
Versions
she's on
of good.
Birth control, mm-hmm. screwing guys, mm-hmm. hanging with druggies, doing God knows what else. But
she's graduating high school early, though, so that must make her good, I guess. She continues to say, I'm worried about
Let her graduate and get her out of the house. Send her off to college.
Yeah, because she is 17, almost ready to move out. I'm worried about the stress this will put on our marriage and our household. We don't have a big home, and we'll have to move our two children into the same room, and my stepdaughter will be in my daughter's room. We are already busting at the seams, and we don't have room for her to bring things over like furniture, just her clothes. I don't want to think only of how this will affect me and my family. I am trying to put myself in her situation, but I don't know where to start.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. She gives me all the reasons why it's going to affect her and her family.
Mm-hmm. And says she doesn't.
Then, well, I don't want to just think about how it affects me and my family. Yes. Look, yes. I don't want to hear anymore. Look, lady, you need to sit down and talk to your husband. Don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and work this out with him.
Mm-hmm.
Work this out with him. Tell him your concerns. You know, unless he's totally clueless. But you're going to have to work this out with him. Say, look, no one was expecting the mom to die. She died.
Mm-hmm.
Sad for her friends and family and sad for the daughter, but she's gone now. Now, yes, it falls on you to deal with the 17-year-old. You have different rules and a different way of viewing life than the mom did.
Mm-hmm.
You will be essentially the evil stepmother to this girl, and which I'm sure you don't want to be, and I'm sure she doesn't want to have. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Be as nice as you can, but you work this out with him.
Yeah.
Work it out with the father, with your husband, okay?
I think there's a difference of opinion between her and the husband. She says, I'm not...
Well, she needs to work it out with him.
Yeah.
Now, she can turn into a witch about it, or a different consonant, if you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't like this, and I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be a thrill to live around. Just want you to be nice, lady, okay? I know it's an icky situation. Just work it out with him.
Well, and it's a couple of
years
anyway.
You will not get it perfect the way you want it.
Mm-mm.
Okay? But you didn't ask for this.
Mm-mm.
I get it. But it falls to you now. The mother is dead. Unless you want to throw the kid into the street, you're going to have to suck it up. She's got different values and everything else, and you've got the problem, and you don't want her giving bad values to your daughter. Hey, there's a million reasons to fight over this.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't fix it for you. You need to work it out with your husband. And if you can't work it out, you know, you guys will need to go get counseling. Maybe you need to separate. You know, I don't know. Who knows what your husband's at on this?
Yeah.
But these are some of the icky things in life. But I can't fix this for you. Nobody can fix this for you. You need to work it out with him.
It's between you and your husband. Okay, next email says, I would like to know your advice on my situation. My husband and I have been married for 9 years. He converted to be a Christian a month before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this? When we dated, I knew he drank quite often, but being young and a little naive, I believed he would stop as soon as we got married.
Of course you did. Of course. Why? Because you have estrogen in your brain. Apparently... This makes people incredibly stupid.
And estrogen they were having
in the brain,
sex too.
Apparently,
so.
you can see stuff blatantly as screaming at you. He yells, he screams, he's abusive, he gets drunk. But the estrogen in my brain tells me when we say I do, it will stop.
Mm-hmm. And they were having sex too, so there you are.
So that really helped her thinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, what's
so
her question?
So you know what the problem is. He's still drinking, and that's her problem. Mm-hmm. They have very bad arguments due to his drinking. He doesn't hit her. She did say that he does not do that, but they have two young girls, 5 years old and 8 years old, and the 8-year-old is noticing, you know, the stuff with daddy. He comes to the house with friends or stays out all hours with friends. She says, I have told him when he was sober exactly how I feel about all of this and how our girls feel about it. I said everything there is to say about how I feel and how it's affecting our relationship and family, but he hasn't done anything at all to change after all of her saying. Of course, I have been praying for my husband, asking God to break his addiction to alcohol. It has been so hard on me to deal with, and I have almost left him twice. Our family lives in another state, so she says that she doesn't have any place else to go. By the way, besides this, he is a good man and always takes care of us. He's completely wonderful when he's sober. I love him very much and enjoy being with him when he isn't drinking. What advice can you give? She says she's tried to kick him out a couple weeks ago. He just got mad and said he wouldn't leave the house that he pays for. She even put his stuff on by the door, and he told her she was overreacting. And she wanted to know, how do you kick a man out if he refuses to leave?
Well, then you leave. Mm-hmm. Right. Take his credit card and go check in a hotel.
Yeah.
It's very simple. But, I've got no patience for this.
Mm-hmm.
I got no patience for this. You women, you marry an alcoholic, and then you're mad because he's an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You marry a guy who's abusive, and then you're mad because he's abusive. You marry a guy who never talked. I was the lady the other day. He never talked.
Right.
And now she's mad because he doesn't talk. And you want me to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we entertain these emails even is, again, just for the benefit of other women who have this plague of estrogen in their brains that keeps them from thinking clearly, apparently, and hopefully they start snapping out of it. But I don't have any advice for this lady.
Yeah, you can't fix it for her.
What do you expect us to say? He never talked to me, and then I married him, and now he doesn't talk to me. Or he drinks too much, and then I married him, and he drinks too much. Or here's a guy who smokes all the time, and I hate it that he smokes, and I married him, and he won't stop smoking. And here I'm a man who looks at porn and masturbates his little brains out, and I married him, and he keeps masturbating his little brains out. What should I do? Does anybody see a pattern here?
There's no fix to that. What are you going to do? I don't know.
Well, the only thing you can do is force the issue. But she doesn't want to force the issue.
Right.
If it's that bad, he comes home, and he sees a note. Bob, moved out. Hope you have a great life. If you want to change, give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do, dear. That's what you do. Oh, but I can't because my family's a... Yeah, you just get in your car and you drive over to your family. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
See, these women, they always excuse... They always tell you why they can't do the right thing. Well, I can't leave him, and I can't make him move out, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. I can't. But will you give me an answer?
Fix it for me, but I can't do anything on my end to do it.
They want magic pixie dust. We're going to start selling. Ross, you need to do an ad for magic marriage dust. Magic marriage pixie. Mark Gonger's magic marriage pixie dust. And it's $100 an ounce. And if you just order right now, we will send it to you. And you sprinkle this over your husband and everything will be okay. And we'll make a fortune, dude. We'll make
Yeah. Absolutely.
Call now.
Magic
right
elixir.
Now. Go to magicmarriagepixiedust.com and order your 1 ounce supply for
$99.95.
we'll break the price down. $99.95, so it's not $100. We'll give you a $5 break on the thing and make a fortune at this. That's all we got to do. We'll take a break.
1 hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com. Band of Brothers Radio. Your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me. My experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up right. my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
We can roll with the punches. We can stroll hand in hand. And when I say it's forever, you understand that you're always in my heart. You're always on my mind. And when it all becomes too much, you're never far behind. And there's no one that comes close to you could ever take your place. There's only you can love me in this way.
Hi, this is Mark Gunger here to tell you about my new magic marriage pixie dust that you can acquire right now that will help you fix your marriage. Are you one of these women, you're in a situation where you married an alcoholic and you're still surprised he is an alcoholic? Are you one of these women who married an abusive man and you're still surprised he's an abusive man? Are you a woman who married a man who would never talk to you and now you're upset because he won't talk to you? I know that's a shock. It wasn't what you were expecting, even though it was obviously right there in front of your face. Well, all you got to do right now is send in $99.95 for Mark Gunger's Magic Marriage Pixie Dust. All you do is sprinkle this over him, and girls, everything will change automatically. You won't have to confront him. You won't have to do the right thing. You won't have to separate from him. You don't have to make the tough decisions. All you need to do is sprinkle some of this magic marriage pixie dust right now. Order now, $99.95. If you act now, we will include a bottle of the anti-flagellation spray that you can just spray over your husband, and he will stop those embarrassing interruptions in the middle of the night. And when you're with family and friend, and all of a sudden you smell that horrible smell, all you got to do, that little anti-flagellation spray. One little spray, and it'll fix it all. And that we will include at no charge if you act right now, but you have to act today. You got to do it right now. You got to go online right now to magicmarriagepixiedust.com and put in your credit card for $99.95. This will fix your problem. Do it now.
The sad part is, you know that there'll be people who would do it. They would do it. That was so funny.
Oh, someone just wrote it down. You know that. Someone just. Oh, what was that again? What was that? I hope they repeat that. What was that marriage? Magical marriage pixie. Oh, what was that?
You know they would buy it. You know they would.
I missed it. I couldn't write it down.
I wonder why you were so quiet during the break. You were formulating your ad.
Yeah, you were too quiet. Scheming.
Oh, yeah, magic my gosh. Marriage. Fix it. We'll have testimonials. Women will come on and say, that's right. I married a lazy man, and I knew he was lazy. And you know what happened after I married him? I was shocked. He's still lazy. And I didn't know what to do, and I sent it for Mark Gunger's Magic Marriage Pixie Dust. I sprinkled this on top of his head, and now he is just as involved a man as I'd ever wanted. You've got to act now.
That's right. Love it.
Oh my gosh.
Good grief. Oh, we need to do our own little commercial like this.
It would be fun.
We'll play it during the breaks.
We'll set up the web.
You know what? We ought to come up, and if women are, if anybody's dumb enough, it's not just women, some guys are stupid too. If they're dumb enough to give us our credit card
I'll
and give us $99.95,
no!
We'll take it and we'll just send them some lint from the dryer or something.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We'll find some kind of, no, that's not dusty. We need
dust. Just get some, you know,
some
that,
glitter. Guess, just buy a thing of glitter.
A little thing of glitter. You know, like little girls put on their
pixie
faces
stick.
And stuff.
Just get a pixie stick.
A pixie stick, and we'll just put a label on it, Magic Marriage Pixie Dust.
That's right.
And just sprinkle this on the house, and I bet you we'll make thousands of dollars.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
That is hilarious.
You know what? And we just have all kinds of testimonials. We'll have women say, you know what? The strangest thing happened to me. I met this man. He was mean and abusive. And I married him. And you know what? To my shock, he's still mean and abusive. I don't know how it happened. Good night. Yeah.
It's like, I know this is serious problems,
so
and people aren't appreciating the humor.
Do you have more emails that are going to take us down this path?
No, I've tried to pick through and get some better ones here during the break so that we don't send the boss into apoplexy down in Florida. Okay, next email says, my girlfriend and I have been dating a month. He's 17, she's 16. We both have the same values for a relationship.
I am 16, going on 17.
He says they both have the same values for a relationship and are both firm believers in Christ. We both plan to attend the same Bible college and one day go into ministry. We met at a youth retreat about a month ago and both admired each other's desire to get closer to God, and from that we built our relationship. While discussing some things about relationships together, we both got onto the topic of how we both already have decided that we don't want to kiss anyone, even though we've kissed people in previous relationships, until the day of our wedding. The reason being that both of us have gotten into situations in our former relationships where things have gotten a little too heated and we're tempted to go farther than we knew was right. Do you think it's a good choice to wait until the day one gets married to kiss, or are we just complete wackos?
Wow.
He says they're getting a lot of judgment from their peers, and they're not talking being married specifically to each other just yet, but just talking about marriage in general, and this is what they want to do, whether it's to each other or to somebody else.
They're getting static from their peers because they're not kissing and stuff?
Apparently, oh, sure. And about waiting until they would be married.
Mm-hmm. And they're Christians, you said?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to Christian school or... They
want to. When they get out of high school, they want to go to the same Bible college and go into ministry. They're in high school right now. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't know. What do you care what anybody else thinks?
Mm-hmm. What does it matter?
If that's the boundaries you want to set up, then have a blast. Obey them.
Absolutely.
The same kids will have a fit.
How long are they planning on waiting to get married?
Well, they've only been dating a month, so they only met just a month ago. So 16 and 17, that would be two years for her to get out of high school if they're going to get married out of high school. I'm betting that they're not thinking about marrying each other at this point. The question was just in general. Is that a good idea?
I think it's a great
idea. To wait till your wedding
day. I think it's fine. Yeah. I know some kids. Ross, we know some kids who
yeah,
have
I know
done
people
this.
Too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty magical kiss on the wedding night.
Well, even at the altar.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. I've been in weddings where people have did that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You know what? When people do this, it is the most enviable thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When other people see them do that and they're kissing for the first time at the altar, it is stunning to people.
Mm-hmm. People can't believe it.
You know. Yeah. Oh, what a cool thing, though.
Half the time, they can't imagine that they haven't had sex before marriage, let alone kiss.
I'd pursue this with great honor. I mean, what a, as a young man, to think, you know, forget, like you said, what everybody else is thinking. What a great way to honor, you know, this young woman by saying, you know what, I want to wait to kiss you until that day when we say I do. And he says, you may now kiss your bride. Mm-hmm. I mean, holy stinking cow. That is awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
That's very, very cool.
Honorable.
I think it's very honorable. Mm-hmm. It's very neat.
I think it is too.
You know, I was listening to a lady. She's a real leftist, you know, person. Mm-hmm. And she was writing about, she went to Israel to meet with her friend, and a woman only shows her hair to her husband. Mm-hmm. So they're always wrapped up, and so no one can see their hair except their husband. And while it seems so weird to our Western culture, which you can let them see your vaginas, for heaven's sakes, you know, before you're even married. You know, we have vaginoplasty, so you can have plastic surgery so your vagina looks better than it would normally. I mean, you know, but she says it was amazing. It was one of the most intensely sexual things. Mm-hmm. She can imagine what it's like when it's just the two of them and he's the only one who gets to see her hair. Mm-hmm. And she was admiring this because, you know, she's in a situation where they can see anything they want. I mean, when you do things right and you value things, it only adds more value
absolutely
to it. So ignore your stupid friends. Mm-hmm. Who cares? These are guys walking around. On average, most girls today have two or three sexually transmitted diseases in your high school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when you consider you know a whole bunch that don't, that means the ones who do, they have even more.
Mm-hmm.
So you got all these sexually... you know, disease-infested girls walking around and guys, you know, walking around, you know, with all these diseases in them, saying, you know, boy, you're an idiot for not kissing. Just smile and think, boy, am I glad I don't have what you have.
That's right.
Exactly. Anyway.
That's exactly right.
I think that's very cool.
I think it is cool.
17 fellows will fall in line. Eager young lads and brewers and cats will offer you food and wine.
You know what that's from, right?
Sound of Music.
Song to Music. Mm-hmm. I am 16 going on 17. Mm-hmm. Great song. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. I just got it on Blu-ray.
Ooh.
Blu-ray.
I'll have to watch it because I like that one. Nobody at my house likes that one.
Oh, really? Sound of Music?
Yeah, no. They'll sit and watch a few minutes of it, but they don't like it. And I love it.
It's great. It's long.
Yeah, yes, that's why I think they don't like it because it's so
long. It's a very long movie, but it's very, very cool. Okay.
Okay, next email says, just wondering what your advice is for the after 5 p.m. scenario where the husband comes home from work and thinks, I'm home, time to chill out and relax. And the wife thinks, my husband's home. He can look after the kids while I chill out and relax. My husband usually wins 99% of the time, and he gets to relax for 5 minutes, which turns into an hour while I make dinner. We seem to take turns entertaining our hungry toddler while he chills out and I make dinner. I understand that he has worked all day and wants to relax, but I was wondering when the wife can relax and how we can negotiate that. At the moment, it's when I finally get to go to bed.
Is she not working?
She must be stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm.
Well, relax at home when the kids are taking a nap or something.
This is true.
You know, don't expect yourself to have the same schedule as your husband. You know he's going to come home and he's fried.
Yeah.
Why don't you rest or do whatever you got to do so that you can deal with stuff when he comes home?
Mm-hmm. What about for those moms that aren't stay-at-home moms that are working all day too?
Yeah, I don't know. That becomes more complicated. Then you guys have to work it out. Yeah. You know, you're going to have to wrestle through about who does what
and
when.
Then it's called Domino's for pizza.
Yeah, if you need to. No, sir. Yeah. I mean, just everything's, you get what you want, you compromise, you negotiate what you get in marriage, by and large. Yeah. Dr. Phil says that. You got to negotiate what you want. And there's a lot of truth in that. So, but it sounds like she's a stay-at-home mom. If if you're a stay-at-home mom, get your, energy breaks whenever you can.
That's right.
And don't expect it to line up with him walking in through the door. Seems pretty simple to me. But, everybody's life is different. It's like my schedule, I mean, when I'm on the road, I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tonight I'll be working like crazy. 3 hours expending all the energy in the world while people are sitting there laughing. I'm dancing around and jumping around. You don't think that wears me out? Mm-hmm. Good grief. What am I doing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Resting.
I am sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I am asleep in a hotel room, just chilled out. And I said, what are you doing? Sleeping at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Are you some kind of lazy bum? No, it's just I work later than you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I just adjust my life accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's very, very simple. So anyway, that's my advice for her. If you're a stay-at-home mom, man, work it out.
Speaking of Dr. Phil, I happened to see it the other day. Somebody from the office called me and said, you have to turn the show on. I never watch this. You have to turn the show on. It's just like what you get radio show emails about all of the time. So here it was, Dr. Phil dealing with this couple. I don't think they were married. I think they were living together and they had a child together. And she was friends with another guy at work and could not understand why she couldn't hang out and play video games and go to dinner and be friends with this other guy. I kid you not. Watching that show was like doing our radio show. It was exactly the same thing.
What did
Dr.
Phil
say? It was just crazy. He's like, you don't get to have, just like you don't get to have girlfriends. 37 years I'm married. I don't get to have a girlfriend and hang out. And the chick is looking at him going, but he's not my boyfriend. We're just friends. He goes, no, you're going out. You're dating. You're going to basketball
games.
You're dating.
That's
a girlfriend. It was just like what we go through on the show. It was just crazy.
Just some people, they're just dense as can be. Yeah. They just don't get it.
Yeah, he hollered at her and said, I think you've taken leave of every ounce of common sense there is possible. He was yelling at her. It was pretty funny. It was actually pretty funny. So, but it
good
just, when you said Dr. Phil, it popped into my head. I never watched that show, but I did that day. It was pretty funny. So, okay, next evening.
Isn't that the craziest thing, though?
But she just couldn't understand.
The fact that you even have to discuss this.
Yeah.
Is just insane with people. I mean, there is no common sense. That's a great way of saying it. You have totally taken leave of your senses.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief.
Get over it.
And it was the look on her face. I mean, like, she was stunned. How dare he be saying this to her? Like, she just couldn't grasp it.
Are you nuts?
Yeah. That's right.
Are you avoiding reality?
He was going off a little bit on her. So anyway, all right. Next email.
Nobody really cares.
No, here comes the Dr. Phil clips.
That's right.
I started something now.
That's a load of crap.
Yeah.
I should have not given you all of those.
But they're good.
What the hell are you thinking?
Yes.
Hey, right. Come on, brother. Preach it. Good grief. Right. People sit there and fight for what they want. They make all the excuses in the world they want.
You can get self-righteous till the cows come home.
Yeah. And they do. She was quite sure that what she was doing was perfectly fine.
You got to grow up.
Mm-hmm. And she's married, yeah? And so what's her, what was her husband saying?
Well, I think they were just living together and had a child. So, he was crazy. But he was a little over insanely jealous and a little crazy about it, too. It wasn't quite right the way he was handling it either. But
oh, but come on.
They both had their issues.
Would you not be beside yourself?
Yes, I would be beside myself.
Actually, why don't you bring him over here? I'll cook for you. Yeah. I'll wait on your table.
If Adrian is going on dates.
Oh, I would be a little psycho.
Would everyone even justify saying you're overreacting?
No. I would be psycho, and I would be justified in overreacting, and I wouldn't care what anybody said. I would be a psycho, that's for sure.
Well, I don't know why I can't date women. What the heck? We're just, you know, we're not doing nothing.
Yeah.
You know, we're just naked because it's hot in here. You know, that's all.
Yeah.
It gets a little warm in here. You got to take off your clothes because it just gets too hot. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. He did fall apart on his advice, Dr. Phil, as opposed to what you would say when he said, you know, if you really want to be with this dude that you work with, then you need to dump the other guy, you know. So it's like, no. They have a kid together. You need to just straighten up and fly right. And, you know, so he kind of suggested that she dump the guy that she had the child with and was living with. But I didn't agree with that. I didn't agree with that. Do you want to take a break or
do
it?
Let's take a break, and then we'll come back and be back with more right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Lap Your Way presents Mark Gunger's Butt-Kicking Woman Conference. Find out what it takes to be a strong, confident, and respectful woman at the second Butt-Kicking Woman's Conference, May 20th and 21st at Celebration Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is not your typical woman's conference and will be unlike anything you've ever attended before. This life-changing weekend will feature nationally renowned speakers Mark Gunger, Lakita Garth, and Carrie Pomeroy. Join us and learn how to be the kind of woman that knows who she is, what she believes, and won't let the devil or anyone else kick her around. For more information, log on to www.buttkickingwoman.com.
It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this 4-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, Dating, and Relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, Dating, and Relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. cannot wait. I'm yours.
You're listening to The Mark Unger Show, the show that's all about dealing with your marital and relational challenges that you can email to us at markgunger.com, and we will do our best to opine upon them, giving you our opinion. You get to remain anonymous. We get to be brutal. That's mm-hmm. the rules of the show.
Yes.
All right? If you don't want someone responding brutally to you, do not send us an email.
You know Just remember, what to expect.
We have no idea who you are. I do not know. Diane might see your name mm-hmm. in your email, but I never see any of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get to go in this absolutely anonymous universe to hear brutal response mm-hmm. Without concern for your feelings.
And even people who you know, when they tell, then they write in the email that you know them, I don't tell you ahead of time. You never know. I might tell you afterwards, but I don't even tell you ahead of time.
Yeah.
Okay, the next email
know.
We is...
We don't know. Just keep in mind, we would never be this mean
no.
if we knew who you were. Okay.
The next email is a amen, preach it, brother, for you, Mr. Gunger. She says, wow, you are so right. This is about single blended families. Work on what you have. I am part of a blended bunch. We have his, mine, and ours. We have been together since they were small and for over 10 years. It's hard. Capital H-A-R-D. It's crazy complicated.
I hope you ladies thinking about a blended family are mm-hmm. hearing this. It's hard. Mm-hmm.
She says, it's crazy complicated. His ex, my ex, the mother bear syndrome. It doesn't get easier. And now to make it all the way crazier, the older ones are now teenagers. Please continue to shout it from the rooftops that people should fix what they have. There is no, capital letters, fresh start. I was delusional to think so. Blinded by Satan, the grass ain't greener. She tells you thanks and to keep it up. So, a piece of experience.
You know, and it's not about being mean.
Nope.
It's just a reality. And you have to deal with where you're at in life. You can't go back mm-hmm. and unscramble eggs. But lots of people, even you, Diane, have said, wow, if I would have known some of this stuff, you know, I probably could have
done
my first marriage together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that you didn't love the children from the second or you don't like the guy from the third.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, everybody thinks, oh, it's just going to be so much easier.
It's so much harder. That's what people don't understand.
Really
it's so
worse.
Much harder. The more you go, the harder it gets.
Better to fix what you mm-hmm. have. But you have to be willing to fix it. You have to do the right thing. And at times it means confrontation,
mm-hmm.
but in a way that is designed to save the marriage, not mm-hmm. destroy it. I know people get very uncomfortable when I talk about going to separation as a way of forcing an issue. But that's because people think separation is the first step to divorce. Sadly, it usually is because they don't separate until they don't care anymore. I advocate people should separate while they still mm-hmm. care very deeply about each other
mm-hmm.
in order to force an issue. You know, like the guys, you know, into porn or coming home drunk or whatever. You know, at some point you have to. Yeah, without having girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
You just say, look, you got to choose me or this behavior. It's just that simple. And this can be male or female. Usually it's the woman who has to do it because the guys act very badly. But sometimes it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. We get those emails as well where we tell the same thing to the guy. You need to kick her out or you need to move
mm-hmm.
out. Everybody who's in the same, well, I can't. We can't afford it. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is they all do it anyway eventually.
Yep.
And then they do it in a step towards divorce.
Yeah.
And then when the other person comes, the badly behaving person will come back running to make it right, as I always predict. The person will say, it's too late, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What if they would do it while they still cared? That's what I try to get people to do.
Mm-hmm. The thing that people don't understand when they're looking at this blended family thing, you know, I mean, you're 30-some years, Mark, and married. It's hard enough being married the first time with just the regular junk and stuff of a regular marriage. Well, you have all of that, plus you have all these extenuating circumstances and these other problems on top of it. It makes it really, really hard because marriage is hard enough just on its own.
Oh, yeah. And what's really strange, you never get rid of the ex.
No, you don't. You don't.
That's what people don't understand. Almost rarely. But the only time you can ever really get rid of the ex is if you never had any children.
Right. Right.
Once you have children, you'll still mm-hmm. be dealing with that person
mm-hmm.
for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's any way to save it, better to save it.
I still find it crazy that sometimes people are able to do life as exes. they were, you know, they're better friends when they're divorced.
Well, then why didn't they stay married?
How come you can't make this work in the marriage union, but now you can as an ex? I don't get that.
Who knows?
That doesn't. People, but it goes on and on, you know. Like, now we're dealing with the situation of this first grandchild being born.
Yep.
It wasn't over at the weddings. It's all still there. Now the grandchildren, it's always all still there. It's not like, they turn 18, thank God I'm done with this. It goes on forever.
That's bizarre.
And ever and ever. Okay, the next email says, I've been listening to your show for a few months now, and I must admit that it is the best thing since sliced bread. By listening to your show, I have acquired priceless knowledge and pearls of wisdom that have deeply enriched my life, and I want to encourage you and your staff to keep up the good work. Now for my question. I hear all the time that men hate it when a woman plays hard to get, but I'm starting to think that this is a way of them saying that they're too lazy to pursue a woman and work to win her heart. Am I missing something here? I always thought that playing hard to get is when a woman leads a man to a challenging pursuit, but now I'm beginning to think that these are two different things. What is playing hard to get, and why do men throw a fit when a woman does it?
Who says men don't like playing hard to get?
Apparently she's heard
that. My experience has been the women who men marry as quickly as they can are the ones who play the hardest to get.
Well, some of these guys, if it's hard to get, maybe they're just going to dump her and go to the next easy sleazy. You know, that could be what she's experiencing.
You want them to do that.
Indeed you do.
It's a great... If he's not going to pursue you, let him go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you care?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier now, dear, than after you married him. You got three kids. Right. And now he leaves you because he wants to go chase somebody else anyway.
Yep.
Man, this is one of the earliest self-filtering things you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be super easy. I tell women all the time, don't be easy and available all the time. Now, it depends on what she's talking about. You know, if you're so hard to get, you know, it makes it impossible for the guy to get close to you. Well, yeah, a lot of guys are going to give up on that.
Right.
So assuming you're not crazy in what you're talking about, if you're normal, you respect yourself, I want you to chase me. Yeah, fine. You just have to remember, men have very fragile egos.
Mm-hmm.
It's a delicate balancing act, wouldn't you say?
It really
that, Diane?
Is. I mean, it really is.
If you do it right, you have to play hard to get, but yet you keep them on the hook.
Yeah.
It's like fishing.
Yeah.
You just don't throw the thing in there, and then as soon as they bite on, just yank as hard as you can. That's the end of it. You know, you got to feed that lure to them, but yet.
Yeah. Well, and it's a dance. It's a game, because there was somebody, we were talking about this on a different show, and somebody on the chat was saying one day that, well, I tried to, you know, say no or be a little hard to get, and the guy thought it meant that I wasn't interested. Well, you have to kind of flirt with it. You know what I'm saying? You have to let them know that, yes, you're interested. At the same time,
but
don't be available.
I have lines.
So it really is a dance, and you have to be, you know, I don't want to say play with the guy, but you kind of are playing with them, just like
a
you do with
bit.
A fish,
absolutely.
You know?
Read the story of Ruth. Ruth played with Boaz, and Naomi was rigging the whole deal, and that's how she snagged the boy. Okay, so it's a little difficult to do sometimes, but... And honestly, if you don't think you're overdoing it and they leave you anyway, better that they leave you.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't stiff-arm the guy and think that's just my way of being hard to get. there has to be something in there.
All right, we're going
to
stiff-arm y'all. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.